The rest of the story. The speckles in the Pacific night sky were bombers. 9 twin-engine Japanese bombers in formation on course to their target, the aircraft carrier Lexington. Butch O'Hare could see them all clearly from the cockpit of his Grumman Wildcat F-4F. He was their lone wolf pursuer, tagging along in the darkness. If he did not seize the opportunity now to attack from the rear, his home base, the carrier Lexington, would be obliterated, sent to the ocean floor in fragments of twisted steel. So Butch gripped the controls, palms sweating in anticipation of what he knew he must do. The engine roared and the Wildcat lunged for its prey. Before it was over, 5 of the 9 Japanese bombers had been dumped into the Pacific. Butch was ripping away at the 6th when he ran out of ammunition, and his comrades arrived to finish the job. That was February 20, 1942. And the daring of Lieutenant Commander Edward Henry Butch O'Hare, the Navy's number one World War II ace, the first naval aviator ever to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. A year later, Butch went down in aerial combat, but his hometowners would not allow the memory of that heroic accomplishment to die. So the next time you fly into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, you'll know for whom it was named and why. But what you don't yet know is that you'll be passing through a shrine, a monument to a very special kind of love. Chicago in the Roaring Twenties, the time and the territory of gangster Al Capone. And of all of Capone's cronies, of all of the unsavory soldiers who served in that army of crime, only one earned the nickname Artful Eddie. Eddie was the fast lawyer's fast lawyer. Through his loopholes walked the most glamorous rogues in the gallery of gangland. Al Capone picked up Eddie and put him in charge of the dog tracks nationwide. You see, Eddie had already swiped the patent on the mechanical rabbit. And pretty soon, Artful Eddie, as the Capone Syndicate representative, became known as the undisputed czar of illegal dog racing. And nothing could have been easier to rig in favor of the mob. 8 dogs running, you overfeed 7 of them. It was as simple as that. In no time, Artful Eddie became a very wealthy man. Then one day, for no apparent reason, Eddie squealed on Capone. He wanted to go straight, he told the authorities. What did they want to know? The authorities were understandably skeptical. Didn't Eddie know what it meant to rat on the mob? Oh, yes, he knew. But there was only one thing that really mattered to him. His son deserved a break, and he, Eddie, stood in the way. So Eddie squealed, and the mob did remember. And in time, 2 shotgun blasts would silence him forever. So Eddie never did live to see his dream come true, though it did. For as he cleansed the family name of the underworld stain, his son became acceptable too and was accepted by Annapolis. His son became the flying ace who downed 5 bombers and went on to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. So the next time you fly into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, remember Butch O'Hare. And please also remember his daddy, Edward J., Artful Eddie, the crook who one day mysteriously went straight, paid with his own life for his son's chance to make good. That is the rest of the story.